Hey guys, yo, we're doing it. We're back.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the latest episode of Questionable Decisions.
Hello, hello. My name's Zach. Zach, I think we should tell the people, cause some of you guys maybe. I'm still not sure if we're talking to people, but some of you guys have been with us the whole way.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, and I mean we're bad now, but we were really bad.
we were terrible before. So thank you for everyone who's listened to us when we were doing this shit transnationally.
It really helps me get through a lot of my hate and just like
helps them focus it.
Yeah, cause my life is pretty good.
It's not bad. But then I get you got a roof over your head. You got food.
Yeah, but then I get on Instagram. Niggas be on boats and shit. Like, you know. That's why I don't like the social media.
Social media. But you gotta know going into it. Social media is literally just the best of what people want you to see.
It's like,
you know, no one's social mediaing, you know, their fucking valiumed out mom, like asleep at the dinner table with a wine glass in her hand. You know what I mean? That, you don't see that on Instagram from that same account with the kid with the boat.
You know the mom's on Valium.
No, the mom's just on Valium and wine.
I don't think
wine.
I've ever done Valium.
I'm not stressed out enough to do Valium.
What is it
and
doing?
And why do rich people need Valium? Why are rich people always on antidepressants?
Because, man, heroin's the shit. I don't know. I've never done heroin. We were just talking about this. I don't like drugs that make you ugly. But I'm sure if I tried heroin, I would love it. And that's probably also why I've not tried it.
We did discover the questionable decisions rule on drugs is don't do drugs that fuck up your face.
Yeah, no.
Do drugs that make other people's faces look fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then back to normal in like 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I need my face.
You know, yeah. It's the moneymaker.
I need my face. Mine's the
moneymaker. His is the moneymaker. We've determined.
You're like the brains, or I don't know. Maybe you're like the guy.
No, literally, I'm the Jewish.
You're the homeless guy.
I'm the Jewish brains behind the organ.
The Jewish brains, nigga. No. I'm the black brains behind the organ.
If you're the face, I'm the Jewish brains.
Okay.
Like ever, Chappelle and Neil Brennan.
Okay, Neil. Neil, shut the
Neil,
fuck up.
Neil, motherfucker. I don't even want to be Neil.
Neil's the shit, though. He talk about Neil all the time. I think him and Neil might be fucking. He talk about Neil a lot.
You know, I didn't like his stand-up. Neil's stand-up.
Oh.
Or like an article I read from him. I just didn't like the way.
Does he do stand-up?
I mean, he's not great at it.
I didn't know that. Whatever.
He did some articles. I remember he was in it.
Oh, I thought that was an ashtray. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You ain't the first person to do it. You won't be the last.
Anyways, I'm not smoking right now. So speaking of social media, though, my buddy, I have a friend, and he's not that great of a person, but he's funny, and the other day,
not that great of a person.
Yeah, his name's Omer. And the other,
I thought we didn't name names.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy. I really don't.
Sorry, Omer.
You're a cunt. The other day we were at his house, and he, you know, I don't know. Somebody in the house was using Tinder. I don't know who. It was a couple of us. But then they were like, "Oh, nigga, look, trying to get me." TSTG. And, you know, it's like, what is that? And he's like, transsexual transgender.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, look at that young lady. Because that bitch was bad. So
yeah,
here's the question.
I won't even front. I'm on Tinder. I'm on Tinder. I fail miserably at Tinder.
I bet you do.
So bad at Tinder.
Why haven't you told me this? This is the first time I'm learning this as well.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Tinder.
You're so gross.
Tinder is, like, really not as easy as everyone makes it fucking seem,
dude. It seems
dude.
Like all these losers are sitting in their house and, like, fucking eventually.
Shit. Maybe the eventually.
Like,
I'll say this. Tinder ain't a great help for my self-confidence.
And here's the thing, Zach, you could go out and find so many busto hoes to fuck you. Like, easily. And that's the thing. I don't understand what Tinder is for.
Tinder is literally just doing it from the comfort of your living room.
Oh, fuck off. What happened to, like, you know, people that, like to play the game? No one, like,
I think
people
the game
don't
got
that
blown
anymore.
Out. There was the book and then the TV show about it.
Oh, shut
the
up.
The game got kind of blown out.
Shut up. The thing is, no one's playing it anymore.
Right.
We need to make a resurrection. Like, there's nothing... I don't know. I don't know. But it's easy to fuck people in bathrooms. That's all I'm saying.
I mean...
Lower your standards or something. I mean, how high are your standards?
I fucked in a bathroom. I never fucked like someone I just met in a bathroom.
You've never fucked a stranger in a bathroom?
Never fucked a stranger in a bathroom.
You've never gotten, like, heavy foreplay from a stranger in a bathroom?
Heavy foreplay
heavy
from
foreplay.
A stranger? In, like, a public bathroom or, like, a house party?
Like a bathroom.
Like, yeah.
Like, not your bathroom, not some, but and there's people around. A bathroom. Like, anybody could walk in on you at any moment. Your hormones are racing.
Not really. I lock the door usually.
Lock the door. You're no fun. And that's why you're not getting no pussy on Tinder. And that's why you're not getting no pussy in real life. Because he locks the door, people. You locking that door. You're scared. What are you scared of? What are you trying to keep out?
Other motherfuckers, in case I start fucking this bitch in the bathroom. But like I said, I don't think like it's
the more the merrier.
It's more than it's. I've never been in like a public situation where like I've taken a girl into a bathroom at a house party, locked the door.
Wow, you are heavy a slut, dude. And heavy foreplay.
Yeah, but like that wasn't like not like a club bathroom or something where we like just snuck it.
Okay.
Like,
no. House party counts.
Okay. I wasn't sure on that.
And then like what happened afterwards? Did you have sex with this young lady? Or were you like, hey, girl, come to my house afterwards? Because that was, I'm going to tell you, I bet you didn't fuck that girl.
I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck the girl.
See? He's locking doors, and he ain't even completing missions.
Listen, college was a weird time for me.
Okay, anyways, so here's the question, though, with the transgender. Okay, so say you're at a house party.
All right.
You meet this little baddie, right? And then you're like, all right, let's go into the bathroom. And you guys get in the bathroom. You know, you lock the door, because you know your ass locking the door. And she's like, wait, I have to tell you something. I've always felt like a girl, but I used to technically be a guy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then you ask, wait, do you still, you had a dick? And she's like, no, I don't have a dick. It's gone.
So
I'm all woman. And you know she's going to say this. I'm all woman, baby. You know she gonna say it. You know she gonna say it.
All right. So,
like, what's the line? She's got this medical video.
I mean, here's, you know what? It'd be almost hypocritical at this point.
Because if she didn't tell you, you would have fucking plowed it.
Would at this point, yeah, you're going straight ahead. You know, if you didn't know, yeah, you've taken her into the bathroom. You're down. You know
you're
what I
down.
Mean?
You're down.
Yeah, this was not something you've noticed before, and you are... Yeah, you're down. So she tells you in the bathroom.
She tells you in the bathroom.
Man.
You're gonna do it. Okay, here's the thing. You're gonna do it. Every nigga's gonna do it. He might not tell nobody.
It'll almost be like it's always sunny episode. Where Matt was hanging up with the tranny.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Just had to keep a big secret. You know,
exactly.
Because she fine. Man, Karma was bad in that episode.
She had a big old dick.
She still had
That bitch dick was so big. It was like...
But yeah, that was funny. That was pretty awful.
She was holding the football. By her dick. That bitch had a horse cock. So it's like, you're going to do it. You're not going to tell anybody, but you're going to do it.
Yeah.
That's...
Unless, like, I take a close look and she's got big old man hands.
Man hands is...
If I go in to kiss her and all of a sudden there's a hand bigger than, like, the size of my cheek, that's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Just mush your ass.
What the fuck is going on here? Whose hand is this?
Got them Caitlyn Jenner hands. wait, here's the question, though. Because this vagina... was made basically is it the perfect vagina like
I've
what
always,
is that
I've always wondered
does it look the same have you seen pictures I'm not trying to be ignorant
no,
but
I'm,
I wouldn't
no I'm completely the same boat with you. I have no idea. I also have no idea on kind of even deeper what is
the
sex
internal working
yeah like how does it feel
does
it still
get
have a functional clitoris like how yeah like I all of this is like I have no idea.
I don't even want to Wikipedia this shit, because I feel like that's going to be, like, 6 hours of my time.
You know what, but in all fairness, that's almost something like, that's, you know, that's like a good research thing to do. You know,
then you're going to get into some weird, like, Tim Burton shit. We're like, searching for that fucking medically made pussy. And then you're like in a basement, you're drawing pictures and shit. I just think that's something you stay away from. Like, that's something you fall into, and that's just a blessing from God. You don't go out searching for that. You don't go out searching for it, Zach. Sure. It'll come to you if you're worth it.
I believe that. So,
but some of those bitches be fine, and I'm not gonna front. So and I'm like, yo, like if I saw that bitch out, I'd holler. Better than some of those busted real from day one, bitches.
I guess that's the question. If you're purely going for just like a quick fling, you know, you're not trying to make a relationship out of it. You know, you're fucking this girl in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well fuck something attractive,
obviously,
right?
Fucking her in the bathroom. Right. Like, 70% of my encounters are fucks in the bathroom.
That's true. God, like, he's not lying.
Like, 30% of my bathroom trips are fucks in the
It's too high of a percentage.
I don't like public bathrooms. I go in there very like
he's,
it's very
it's actually he's actually told me this multiple times that he will not he Max won't shit in public.
Too many people.
No. Too also, many people. Also weird things happen to Max in toilet stalls.
Not weird things. It wasn't weird. It wasn't weird.
Some weird things have happened to you in toilet stalls.
No. I'm not gonna blame the toilet. I'm gonna blame the drugs being done in the toilet.
What was the locale?
Would that guy fondle me in the bathroom? You want to talk about this again? I already know. That guy fondled me in the bathroom for drugs.
Was it a toilet stall or was it like just in the bathroom?
It was a bathroom. Oh, okay. It was a bathroom. Okay. I'm not, come on, nigga. I'm not homeless.
No, but you've been hanging with him recently.
No. No. Okay, so for the weird story, I guess, let's just tell it. Because I was asking Zach, I was like, should we put this on? Should we talk about this? It's kind of embarrassing.
We're talking about it.
I was, just like, for me to know, almost, like, Richard Gere did it in preparation for his movie.
For like 20, 45 minutes.
Yeah, mine was like a 5-hour endeavor. So I was hanging out with this homeless guy. And
repeat that sentence slower and louder, just so that anyone who might have thought they heard what you said is sure that they heard what you said.
I was hanging out with a homeless guy.
Not like, you know, helping him with his life, getting
I helped him.
Not like, you know, not like do helping him do anything productive with his life.
I'm not trying to change this nigga's life. He's homeless. He's made his choice. Zach, I think he knows exactly where he wants to be. Because I just don't know if I could ever be homeless, no matter how hard I try. Like, I just don't know. I just don't know. But if you're homeless, you want to be homeless, I think.
I guess so.
But, like, it was kind of cool, because, like, I'm pretty sure this guy was heavy on heroin. He told me he was getting really sick. And he kept saying how sick he was, and it was just, like, hearing his stories and, like, his struggle. He lived in a U-Haul, Zach. He lived in a U-Haul. That guy was fucked up. He kept asking to split my cigarette though, and I was like, no, nigga.
I'll give you the second half.
I'll give you the second half of my cigarette
when I'm done
with it. Because I don't want herpes.
That's fair.
Every homeless person has herpes. I'm pretty sure.
It's a sick bet.
Or warts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are warts, dude? I'm still, like, very confused. Like, is that like, is it like a herpes? Is it like a herpes light? Like,
I don't.
What are they?
I don't really know.
No one knows. And I'm not wikiing that either.
Yeah.
Not wikiing that. How do you even catch warts?
I think the same way you catch AIDS.
How do you catch AIDS?
Exactly.
I don't think. Now, I know it's from having unprotected sex. Like, I know that. But is there, like, a time limit? Like, how long do I have to be in the pussy before I catch AIDS? Is it, like, an instant? Like, as soon as you put the hand in, it's like, boom, you got AIDS? It can't be like that.
I don't know.
It can't be like that, because a lot more niggas would have AIDS. like 40% of the male population would have AIDS. So, what, like, how does it work? Do you have to go all the way in? Is it a few pumps? What's... You're the scientist. You need to tell me.
You know what? I'll get on this and I'll look it up. Next podcast, I'll have an answer for you.
The time.
Yeah, exactly. I'll let you know exactly how safe you are.
What's the cutoff point? Because that's what I'm saying. If I could just
the
be
danger
like,
zone. Dagger it in and get out real quick. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Daggering bitches for 9 seconds at a time. This is my stroke, baby.
You're going to hell.
This is just my stroke. Take it.
A 10-second jackhammer.
What time is it? What the clock say? Oh no! Oh no, I'm getting hit. I was fucking up like 26 seconds. The pussy was so good.
We're going to hell.
It was just too good. Oh shit. You know who probably wish he had AIDS? Meek Mill.
Oh, shit. Then he might get some sympathy.
Listen, and we're not going to talk about this loser for too long.
We don't like to talk shit on the dead.
Okay? But that nigga, just stop. Just stop.
Just give up, man. Man, do right now.
I feel bad for you.
If I'm Meek Mill, I devote the rest of my life to creating a time machine.
Damn, nigga.
So just go back to that day where he was about to send out that one tweet and just Meek Mill from the future all homeless looking and like skips, jumps out and no! Don't do it!
God damn. Drake got beat up by Diddy.
Yeah. Drake got
Drake got pissed off, my nigga. Meek, you just took maybe the biggest L in history.
Biggest L.
White people talking about you. Everyone talking about you.
Rosetta Stone is trashing on you. Like, a sausage company is trash. Meek, you, and literally, everyone is okay with it because you were that bad.
You ain't on Fleek.
Nah.
Fleek meal. But, yeah. Okay, enough about that.
We don't, like we said, we don't like to talk ill on the deceased.
Enough about that.
But, hey, Nikki. Hit me up, girl.
No, she's not.
Well, you gotta hate
Nikki, man. Only fuck black dudes, and they gotta be taller than us.
Taller than you? Nikki ain't that tall.
Nikki, like, fucking...
How tall is Meek Mill?
Meek Mill looks like he's the tallest guy.
No, he don't.
I feel like that nigga face. It sounds like it's something in his mouth or something. Meek Mill, I don't know why, like, the bottom half of his face... I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're done talking about him. Nicki Minaj, though, she ain't fucking... Look, Nicki ain't fucking us. She gave that nigga a chance. Don't think she's ever gonna make that mistake ever again.
She's like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
This
was there.
So fucking stupid. Oh, who else? Who's the other little singing bitch that was bothering us? Sierra. What is going on? What's fine ass Sierra? She ain't fucking now?
No.
Bitch, you got a kid.
No.
Everybody know you fucking, Sierra.
Well, it's Future. Everybody. It's Future's kid.
Who is that? I still don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Still not really sure who Future is, but apparently all of his songs are just not getting like...
Is he a magician or something? Like, I don't know who that nigga is.
Still not sure who Future
is. Have I heard a song from him? I bet I've been so ratchet to a few of his songs.
Probably.
He make ratchet ass music.
He does.
I've seen that nigga. I'm not going to front. I was like, oh, look at this nigga. He had like a top hat on.
There you go.
You know this nigga make ratchet music. Anytime I see a black nigga in the top hat, I'm like, oh, you a rapper? Rappers love top hats. And I don't fucking know why.
But, no, Sierra fucking so much. She's literally, Well, she's fucking... Russell Wilson ain't saying they fucking...
I don't know what that is.
I don't know why they...
Why is that a thing? Let's back it up.
But, I mean, we know Sierra's fucking. She just came out with a song called Dance Like We're Making Love. So, Sierra fucking someone.
You are so deep in black Twitter, it's not even funny. Nigga, I know that because I'm like, you know, I'm black. So, I got to keep up on our B-rate celebrities like Sierra. So I'm like, ooh, look at this video. I'ma watch it. She had that one song.
She's fine
as hell too. And her coochie. I feel like she always be wearing bathing suits that just cover her right. Coochie lips.
Just on the border.
It's like, this is your pussy. It's okay though. I'm okay with
that. But back to what you're
saying.
And
it's beautiful, and you're beautiful.
All right, so you're Russell Wilson. You're a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's already won the Super Bowl, right?
Twice.
No,
once.
I lost last year.
I don't know. I stopped watching football, as you know.
Right, that happened.
That was. Go Lions! Yay, it's a new year!
Go Lions!
Go Lions!
No, I'm already disappointed for it. I just want us to win week one, and then I don't even care. I'm already, like, so disappointed for this season.
Okay.
Russell Wilson,
yay, he won a Super Bowl. Good for you,
like
20, you cut!
25, 24 years old.
He's light-skinned.
Light-skinned.
That nigga got everything.
Won a Super Bowl. Just signed like a $90 million contract.
80 mil, 60
87 million with like a shitload guaranteed, like our boy Stafford. You know they're the only two who get over 50 guaranteed? That's smart financing. But anyways, and you tell me he ain't fucking?
Such a gym.
You tell me he ain't fucking?
Is there people that he's not fucking? I'm figuring people just walk up to him and start fucking him. Like, they just walk up and they pants is off. And it's like, what? How did I get here?
Although, he does look kind of Persian to me.
What is he? He's, like, black, white, Korean or some shit?
I don't fucking know, dude.
He light skinned. Who cares what he is? He rich as fuck.
He's rich as fuck.
Who ain't fucking Russell Wilson?
Apparently, Sierra. I don't know. Like, why?
So gross.
Why are they saying that? Why would they be doing that? What is the end goal?
What's your end game? Like, what are you guys trying to push that? What is it? Is he trying to become, maybe he's going to become a preacher? Because that's where the money's at, bro.
Oh.
Like, okay, after his football career.
Chris Lowe Dollar.
Yo, maybe. Okay. Peep this. He retires early because he doesn't want his brain to stop working. Okay, everybody knows football is dangerous.
He just got his 50 mil.
Everybody knows football. He don't even be looking that excited most of the time.
Not really.
He's just like, yeah, man, I'm fucking sick.
He ain't the man.
He just does what he has to do. He goes out there and he plays. But this isn't his end game. Him and Sierra going to be fucking, yo, Creflo Dollar. Why'd you call him Creflo? That was weird. His name Creflo, Zach.
Creflo? I don't fucking listen to him. I've never heard anyone actually say his name.
Creflo.
Okay.
It's the way it's written. Okay? Creeplo. You're fucking Creeplo. That's your name. Anyways, I just don't understand this abstain thing. Unless it's to not catch AIDS.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the... I ain't gonna take you seriously if you tell me that you're abstaining.
What are you getting? And, like, Sierra, again, like, you was already fucking... I don't understand that. Like, I get it.
Yeah, like Sierra. We know you've been fucking.
You got convictions or whatever, fine. And we all know you fucked Missy Elliott. And everybody know you fucked Jazzy Faye. Everybody know. You fucked everybody in Atlanta. That's fine. Ain't nobody tripping. But who is this? I just don't know this bitch.
You carrying around a kid. Don't act like you ain't fucking.
I seen that bitch pussy. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can't be 100%. But it was right there. I could see the outline of it. Remember that video where the water was falling?
It did not take a lot of imagination.
All I'm saying is, I just don't know what you're abstaining from. Abstain from lying.
Oh, the greatest catfishing ever occurred.
Chechnya.
This beautiful country.
Come.
In Chechnya. So.
Shout out to Chechnya
for the greatest catfish ever. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, y'all bitches bang.
I don't know if you guys heard of this. And I actually have some questions on this. I'll ask you afterwards. These girls in Chechnya contacted ISIS.
ISIS contacted them.
ISIS got it them. ISIS just slid into those DMs
them
real
niggas
quick.
Thirsty, girl.
ISIS just slid into those DMs.
Them niggas thirsty. What up, girl? You beautiful.
What up, girl? You beautiful. Come fight for us. And these girls are just like, I'd send us like $3,000 for tickets and airfare.
I live a very humble life. Yeah, my father is a sheep herder.
ISIS just like, yeah, girl, come on, I got you. ISIS sent them a couple grand, and these girls just deactivated their account.
How baller is that, though?
Took the money and just, like, disappeared.
How baller is that, though?
Not even disappeared.
Not even disappeared. Went on to the next nigga and got more money from the next one.
Yeah.
Like, they did this to, like, four people before they got caught. But here's the thing, though.
They're getting investigated ISIS? For some shit.
For being ballers?
Why is it illegal to defraud ISIS? It seems like they should get
them out. They're giving interviews. Those bitches are fine. Their faces are covered. They're protected, too. They're good. ISIS, but here's the thing. ISIS balling, like, yeah, bitch.
ISIS got
yeah,
money
bitch.
To throw.
Where you want me to deposit it, girl? Come out. Hop on a plane.
Hop on a plane.
I'll buy you a ticket, first class.
So that's where ISIS.
He like one of those football niggas.
No, ISIS
got
ISIS,
a bitch on the ground.
ISIS one of those simp fools who's just like, oh yeah, I'll send you the money. I'd love it if you came out to me.
And ain't nothing to a boss though on the other end of that spectrum.
A boss would be like, here, the ticket's in your name. You want it? Like you gotta come.
I don't understand why you would fly a bitch out when you could just go out and see a bunch of bitches right there. Why am I flying this bitch out?
You're ISIS. You can't exactly fly out.
I just don't understand why I'm flying this bitch out.
Oh, like if you're like, the
just that whole thing, like, yeah, I'm gonna fly you from a different state to come to my state to fuck me?
I mean, dude, if you a boss, like...
But why?
I don't know.
Nigga, you can go outside. Literally. You can probably just get on the elevator and find somebody to fuck.
Maybe it's true love.
You a dumb nigga.
Hey.
A lot of dumb niggas is in true love, though.
Fly Beyonce out to fuck you?
No, Beyonce can get her own goddamn flight. You got me fucked up, Beyonce. What do you mean I'm paying for you, bitch? You know I ain't working right now. Beyonce, you know I ain't working. I don't like it when you throw this shit back in my face like this, B. Damn, B. Hell no, I ain't flying that bitch out. You crazy. Would you fly Beyonce out? No. Right. Did you fly Oprah out? You know you like Oprah. Remember when you told me that nigga we was drunk?
I never
you
told
you
me that.
You said you would beat Oprah, bro.
That is
this nigga said he would fuck Oprah. And I don't even know why he told me.
This motherfucker putting words in my mouth and trying to disparage me.
And I don't even know why he told me that because we wasn't even talking about that. It was like just this weird lull in the conversation. And then he was like, I'd fuck Oprah. I was like, what?
Well.
I'd fuck Oprah too, though.
Do I get a kid and child support out of it?
Nigga, I'm trying to get something from Oprah. Oh, I don't know. Hire me, fuck me, whatever you want to do.
Do whatever.
I mean, Stephen's an old man. I'll clean them pipes out. For a fee, of course. For a modest fee. But it'll be worth it. Kind of. Probably not. It's not going to be worth it. But I'm great company. So holla at me. Oh. You know you fuck Oprah.
I didn't say I wouldn't. I just didn't like you putting me on the spot for a lie that made, and then make me confirm it. You want to ask me on the podcast, just, hey, would you fuck Oprah? I'd say yeah. Just a no.
We got there, didn't we?
You know, you actually, I just didn't lie. Whatever. Fuck you.
You think Oprah's a lesbian?
It wouldn't surprise me if Oprah, like, kind of was, like, a dominant butch, like, on the side lesbian. And just,
on the
like,
side?
I don't think...
What does that mean? You can't be a lesbian on the side.
I mean, sorry. I don't think... If she is, I don't think... I mean, I don't think she would make it public.
She got too much to lose.
Right, exactly. So that's what I mean by on the side. Go in the closet. But I can see it.
Well, she ain't got no kids. I feel like I need an Oprah baby more than she needs one. I just need it. I'm like, who's missing a baby right now? Oprah's missing a baby.
Oprah is missing a baby.
Everybody else that you want to
Oprah
have a kid
really
got a kid.
Have any kids?
She ain't got none.
She ain't got Oprah.
That bitch just been making billions of dollars. Why have niggas been getting knocked up? She a boss, bitch.
Pretty much.
Oprah, I will fuck you, Oprah.
I'd fly Oprah out.
I might, I don't know.
I'd fly Oprah.
It's my last 300, man.
So what's it? Oprah, make, promise you ain't gonna make me use a runner.
You know I don't like the. You know I don't like the. Do you know how many different tricks there are? That.
Oh, so goddamn.
That guys man. Have to not use. Like, everybody so thinks it's a trick. Man. It's not a trick. Either that bitch knew she wanted to fuck you raw.
Or she
before
just
don't
she really
left you. Yeah. So don't ever think you're fucking trick. I don't like the way it feels.
Nah, girl, you'll like it better.
I just do the don't say shit.
Wait for them to say something. Wait. You got a Jimmy hat?
Damn, girl, you made me come all the way over here. You playing games?
She ain't even saying no. She's just saying, like, just wearing rubber.
He's trying to jam a dick into it. It's gross. I don't do that. I don't do that. And it's always consensual.
Right, no, that's why I stressed that she ain't even saying no.
She ain't saying no.
She just asked you to wear a rubber. She's like, oh, all right, come on.
She's doing it because she was raised probably in a good family.
Yeah, she ain't no little Max running around.
No, she do. Obviously, she do. She just don't know it yet.
She just don't know it yet.
She gonna hate herself forever. Any bitch that had my baby gonna be mad because that little nigga gonna act just like me. He's like, I hate this motherfucker. I would hate a little man.
Little you would be a piece of shit.
It's like, nigga, get out of my
face. I almost imagine you as like the kid from Role Models.
I like that little kid. I'm not gonna front.
He was like the best character in the movie.
I ain't gonna front. You know, I was about to say that was racist, and it was still kind of, let's point out that was kind of racist.
I figured that character was based on you.
I just feel like I could have played that part. Probably. At least as well.
No, probably.
That nigga like my age.
I feel like a club for like the 13-year-old, 26-looking.
That nigga look weird. Man, he's like too small.
You know what?
He's like a
you gotta give like the little kid actors like more thing about a props. Like,
name one.
I don't know. What the fuck was his name?
JonBenet Ramsey.
There you go. Wait, who? Oh, her? Fuck her.
What?
I don't give a shit what the big deal about her was.
She did.
Right. So.
Her parents killed her.
Right. So.
They was rich as hell.
Ah. So. Shit.
White people do crazy shit and people love watching it.
I guess.
And that was like a saga too.
That shit still goes on, dude. Like every now and then you look at the tabloids, they'll see like new JonBenet Ramsey
photos. That's kind of creepy.
Don't care.
She looked like an old white lady.
Don't.
Did JonBenet Ramsey look like an old white lady?
She was like one of those fucking like, wasn't she like a beauty pageant baby or something?
This looked like she go get lunch with her mama. Talk about hiring Mexicans.
I just
hired a new maid. Okay, and now. For a very, very, very special time. This is great for Zach and I. We've got a dear friend.
Trying to expand a little bit.
And hopefully a contributor.
If I ever do.
Potential contributor.
If I ever feel like actually doing it.
Yeah, well, she's cool as hell and she's so popular. And I heard she has an ingrown pool.
A what?
An ingrown pool.
Oh, I do. Wait, what?
Boom, got that. See, I know it when I see it.
That is a truth. That is a true statement.
I didn't even know that. I have not.
But you know,
I know what a nigga with a pool looks like. I know. I know what they look like every time.
Oh my god.
So this is Dorothy, and she's doing it, and she's awesome. And welcome her, and give her love.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hello.
So, we're gonna talk about,
Dad.
Some fun stuff. I think this is a perfect time.
It's a perfect time because, Dorothy's actually from Alhambra.
Yeah, I'm from the area.
Alhambra. And, one of our favorite segments.
66.
One of our favorite segments, the White Tears segment.
The White Tears? Can we make this,
This should be a recurring segment if it isn't already.
If it isn't already. You know what? We've kind of had White Tears as a recurring theme, but we never actually named it White Tears. So,
but that's like what it is.
It's what it is.
They always crying.
They always crying about something.
Their lives are really struggly and hard.
So, we'll have Dorothy, can you give us a little bit of background on that?
Oh, so amazing. So, there's this plaza, which always, by the way, does financially extremely poorly, on Main Street in the city of Alhambra, which is a city full of dying white people. And a lot of, like, new Asian and, like, Hispanic immigrants. And, you know, like, they're all mad. They're, like, so mad. Everybody in Southern California, they are so mad about, like, us Chinese people, like, coming in, cannot handle it. Anyway, so back to this plaza. What it has been, I remember when it was built because the church that I attended as a child is, like, literally on the other side of this parking lot. And there was, like, a Savons. And a Rouse. And that Savons has gone through, by this point at my count, at least like 9 lives. Like, so many iterations. It went from a Savons to like a buffet to like a tire store. Like, it constantly...
Not even, like, the same type of star. Like, just, it's completely trying to find something to
work. No, it does so poorly. It is the worst location. The two things that do well in there is there is, like, a Arby's, and there's, like, a GameStop. Because, like, those are things that children, like, young people will frequent. They will...
Nerds love Arby's.
I love Arby's.
Oh, my God. Love GameStop. Yeah. Yeah, no, like, absolutely. So,
I
like,
love Arby's.
Uh-huh. I just don't know anyone that goes to this fucking Ralph's. Anyways, or that had gone to this Ralph's. And, like, I have spent my entire life in this neighborhood. There was recently an LA Times article about how that Ralph's has closed down and been replaced by a 99 Ranch.
And to clear up, the Ralph's decided not to renew the lease.
Yes. Like, they weren't kicked out. They were just like, we don't do well in this spot. Let's open it up to another...
Let's get another
a place
that's
going to
make business, yes. Make money.
And in this case, 99 Ranch is a chain of, like, Chinese-owned grocery
stores. I never heard of them before.
Love it.
There's a lot of them, mostly, like, in...
There's one in San Diego.
Yeah, there's one by the 168, right? Like, over...
163.
163, yeah, that's what it is. The one here, they all have a different number, which is, like, really annoying. And, well, anyway, so, like, 99 Ranch is a Chinese market. And, you know, like, Chinese markets, you're not going to have... your, like, cut up, like, dead ass fish and chicken or whatever, like, lying out there. You're gonna have, like, whole pieces of meat that you, like, tell the butcher, like, I want this cut up. And then they go do it for you. They have, like, the tanks with, like, the fish swimming around. You're like, I want that one. Like, kill it for me. And, you know.
It's a legit store.
The yeah. right way to do it.
Yeah. Probably. Like, and it's, like, super, super cheap. And this one, I feel like they are extremely culturally sensitive to the area they moved into. They have, like, a whole row, an aisle for white people food.
Mayonnaise.
Which I was like, they got their mayonnaise, they got their crackers, they got their Coca-Cola.
I need cheese. I just can't live without it.
That's, like, all that they eat. I know, right? Like, you didn't need a whole market. Anyway, so this...
Nope.
The angle on this fucking article was... interviewing white residents who were extremely displeased that now they had to travel almost like an entire 2 miles out of their way to go to a different Ralph's. And they were like, I don't mind these people being here, but like, why they gotta change? Why they got, no. No, white lady. No. The quote from the fucking article was literally like, I just want my fish to be wrapped in plastic or be behind glass.
I miss the smells.
I miss the smell. I was like, the smell of disinfectant?
Yeah,
why do you ever do the Asians like that with the smell thing? That's the bullshit.
Oh my God.
It always smells delicious every time I go to an Asian fucking house.
Well, I don't understand. I was like, first of all, by the way, just on the subject of fish, because I was recently reminded of this. You can pick that fish, and they will kill it for you, and they'll deep fry it for you, and wrap it in paper you can take home.
Yes.
Done.
They will deep fry it for you.
Do people not get it deep fried?
I don't know.
You have to ask not to get it deep fried. Oh, don't deep fry that. I'm going to take it home fresh. Like,
oh my God.
I'm deep frying
it. So, yes. So, basically, we should have, like, a moment of silence for... all the white people.
All 11%.
Culture,
gentrification.
Their culture is being pushed out. They're being replaced.
Reverse gentrification, dude.
I know. It's
it
horrible.
Sucks when it happens to you.
Yeah, they all piss now.
They really
don't like it.
They're so mad. It's just so dumb.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And it's not like all the... it's not like, even though we are the majority of the population, we haven't been dealing with a single Hispanic / Asian food aisle.
Y'all don't ever have to deal with us. We always have to deal with y'all. Like, there's some people that go their whole life without knowing a black person. Some white people go their whole life not knowing a Mexican or an Asian. I can't find one black, one Mexican, one Asian that wasn't fucking flooded with y'all motherfuckers.
At the very least. At the very least. Like, forced to because cops in the neighborhood. Because the people, like the managers at your job, like everything. I don't know. Oh my God. I just can't sometimes. I just can't do it. They're so stupid.
It's okay. We like some of them. Zach's okay.
Yeah.
Like I always like
to say. We don't hate them all.
Like I always like to say, I'm not white, I'm Jewish.
No. I at least like seven white friends. Like, I just remind people of that. Like, I literally can't be reverse racist because I have like.
I have white friends.
I have white friends, and also reverse racism doesn't exist. Yeah, you true dumb. As well. You dumb piece of shit. Oh my lord. Yeah, no. I. So stupid.
Well, speaking of racist.
Didn't you have an encounter with racists the other day, Max?
Oh! Tell me
what?
This is
oh my
racist.
God, yes.
Some walk in my fucking adorable fucking shih tzu.
Bugsy is a super cute dog.
Down the fucking street in my fucking mom's apartment complex.
Very and, nice gated community.
And, I see this lady, and I'm smiling at this bitch. Mm-hmm. And, like, she walks past. She's also walking a tiny dog.
Yeah.
And they, like, want to talk. They want to be friends. Yeah. They want to be friends. They were both, like, scooting towards each other. She's like, nope, nope. Just drag that little motherfucker along.
No.
I get 15 yards. Tops. I look behind me because I hear a commotion. She's fucking yucking it up with this white lady and her dog. Fucking yucking it up.
Oh, my
God. Is this racist?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Hey. That's stupid. That's dumb.
But, like, I can't think of anything other than. She
what
must
else?
Be petrified of you. Middle of the
I mean,
day.
I mean, there's no
right?
way that she was petrified of your dog.
It was
come
middle
on.
Of, it was like
middle
11 a.m. It was 11 a.m. My dog's awesome. Conscious. Excuse my language. Sorry. She's okay. Whatever.
You're like, let me not let her think that.
She's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, no, that's racist.
That
it
was racist.
Racist.
That was super
I was
racist.
That was super racist.
What a dumb asshole. I hope she falls into a pothole.
Thanks. Me too.
Yeah, no.
Wait, Zach, now that we have a lady in the room, maybe we can settle something that we've been talking about.
Oh, no. Oh, I want to know. So, kind of, maybe.
So, Donald Trump.
Yes.
I don't know, this was years ago. Did you hear about the story? Donald Trump was in a deposition, and a lady said she had to take a medical break to go pump her breast milk, and he called it disgusting, I guess. It just happens he called it disgusting. And that was the wrong way to go about doing things. I am absolutely... No one's disgusting because they want to pump their breast milk. However, is that something that you maybe do, like you schedule in your day before the deposition?
Okay, so first of all... So I have very strong feelings about breastfeeding. I do not
you
have
your breasts.
I just want to preface, like, I don't have children,
right.
So I haven't personally had to deal with them before, but I have a lot of friends who have kids.
Right.
And me, personally, I believe that you should be able to feed your child wherever.
Yes.
Because would you take your lunch and go sit in a bathroom and eat it and hide, like, sitting on a toilet?
She wasn't feeding her baby.
You know what
though.
I mean? But she wasn't even doing that. So, but I'm just, like, saying
like,
where
I
am.
I get that. If your baby's crying and you brought your baby to work and you need to feed
the
it.
The thing is, though, so you don't control lactation.
That's
basically.
True.
And so when you have your baby around, you mostly feed on their schedule. But even when they're not hungry, if it starts to leak, it'll start to leak. It feels painful and uncomfortable. Then that's why you pump. You pump when it becomes uncomfortable because of, like, the way the milk production works in your body. You don't control that part. To me, this is, like, a legitimate, this is a medical reason. Because otherwise, what, like... It's going to start leaking out of her nipples to her suit. Suits are extremely expensive.
I would have loved
paying for dry cleaning is extremely expensive. You know, like, and you have a breast. And so, like, you know, from whatever the article was saying, like, she said something, they objected. And then she, like, waved the breast pump and was like, this is real. And
so dramatic.
I think that men, and I've noticed this, or just in general, you know what, to be fair, just anyone who hasn't encountered a breast pump before thinks it looks fucking scary.
I've seen my sister freaking pump her breast in front of me. It just seems we're at this deposition, right?
I mean,
just as from a professional standpoint.
From a professional standpoint, though. How do you schedule it in? You're like trying to pump it out beforehand.
Nothing comes out,
and then it starts to come out when you're there. Then you have to do it.
But here's the thing. Like, maybe she tried
to.
This seems. That's why I feel like we're missing something.
Right.
Something happened.
Maybe they wouldn't let her go to the bathroom first,
right.
And then she tried to explain herself, and then they really wouldn't let her go.
Right.
Which
Trump was like, yeah, like disgusting.
His lawyers are terrible. They would do that. That's stupid. Like, you can't rape your wife, lawyer.
Trump 2016.
Make America great again. Y'all.
Again.
The Republican debate is on August 6th. And I cannot wait. Did y'all fill out the bracket?
Yeah, is there a bracket?
There's a Republican debate bracket.
So Don,
who's
our mutual friend who connected us, he was saying how if it ever got to 16, he was going to make one, and it got to 16. So he said he's going to. He did.
16.
He made one. But I was like, we need to do like some sort of like actual...
Head-to-head something.
Yes. Like matching them up to see who we think is going to come out on top.
Oh, man. So we have to pretty much end with Trump as one and Bush as two seed, right? So that they end up in the final run.
I don't know, though.
Trump's got some things up his sleeve.
I don't know, though.
Trump knows some shit about them, too, because he is the businessman. Trump's been seeing some shit from all of them.
I got a pull from my boy, Ted Cruz. He's got that Tea Party backing.
He's a dark horse, because he could do something now.
He's a white man with a Hispanic last name. You don't know how far that's going to go.
He's going to rock that.
You know what?
I just think he could do it.
Give me Scott Walker. Anyone who knows damn well that the unions and women's rights are things of the past is the man for me.
True.
I use TD Ameritrade, and I got some weird email like from the head of TD Ameritrade. Like, I'm lending my support to Scott Walker, and I was like, damn.
I'm not using the American
anymore. I need to something else.
Why you gotta do that to me? Why you even send me this email?
The president of the unions, I think we talked about it already, released the best statement on Scott Walker. And it was just like, Scott Walker is a disgrace to the American people or something. They just trashed him in six words.
Scott Walker is a disgrace to the species Homo sapiens. Like,
he's real bad.
He is the pinnacle of our failures.
He's terrible. Scott Walker's a terrible human.
He represents everything bad.
Was he the guy that charged protesters to protest on the government steps, or was that?
Yeah, I think that was him because it was Wisconsin. He's fucking Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's right.
Yeah, he did that. Like, when firefighters hate you too.
Yeah, with the firefighters.
When you're the kind of person who's so just blindly against unions that you're like, let's punish the firefighters too. And the, I don't know, probably not the police. They can do whatever they fuck
is
want.
The police
firefighters
union,
are like the
is
last.
Is the police union like its own separate union that like is separate from union schools?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't give a fuck.
I think that they get to do whatever they want. Like, cops in this country, it's the,
I'm keeping you safe.
It's the police unions, and it's the really powerful lobby, and like whatever force. Is the prison guard union.
Interesting.
The prison guard union, especially in the states of California and New York, because like obviously we have the most prisons, but they provide so much
jobs. More than Texas.
I think we have the most. We have the most, and then between New York and Texas, you know what? It makes sense that Texas would have more because it's so much bigger.
Right.
But like New York just has like an insane like.
New York has very low criminalization standards.
Yeah. Anything.
New York throws a lot of people.
I
was in there after, went to the Bay and J concert, right?
Of course you did.
It was fire. Yeah. And I was on such a high.
You went to Barclays one?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that shit was fire. And no, sorry. I went to the one in MetLife. That shit was fire. And then we go out to a bar in Brooklyn because the girl who took me lived out there, and then I get into a cab and go all the way back to Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
and I left my tab open, and I was like, take me back, I just pay you twice, and he was like, you tried to fuck me? You do this all the time. I was like, what?
What?
It was racist as fuck.
Was he, like, what was the...
Minister?
Okay.
Some sort? Aggressive, and I was drunk. And I was like, fuck you, I said I would pay. And then it just got into this whole fucking devolved into this whole thing. And then the police came. And I was like, you know what? Fuck all y'all. And then they're like,
you are a black man.
Yeah, goddamn yeah.
Oh,
what
my
the fuck?
God.
I was gonna pay the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Take me back to my, what do you think I'm gonna do? I just brought you to Manhattan. You think I'm trying to get you to take me all the way back to Brooklyn? Just for fun? You think I just do this to niggas for fun? Like, you, like, I'm tired as fuck. It's 3 a.m. Like,
I want my money. I need to get that card.
I need my money.
That is...
Anyways, the fucking World Cup was the next day.
Uh-huh.
I was in jail for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was
it like a finals or something?
Yeah, it was the last. It was the final.
I don't care about soccer.
Well,
I think soccer is very stupid.
Yeah, but the World Cup was great. Mm-hmm. Everyone was in such lively spirits. So much liquor everywhere. I liked it. And I was in jail for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And some guy was smoking weed in there.
Of course.
And he was like, you want to hit this? And I was like, no.
No. This is why you are going to be staying here and I'm going to be leaving.
Yeah, I'm like, they're about to let me out. Thanks. Thanks.
I don't want to live here.
Go over there, nigga, away from me. Okay. I don't even want them thinking I know you.
No. Of course that happened, but like, I just, oh my God.
That was some bullshit.
And that was the first time.
Yeah. There was another time. I don't think what did I do the other time? I don't really remember. I just know I was in two because I was in one uptown and one downtown. Whatever. New York was crazy.
It's not why you don't live there anymore. You were just like, I can't be here.
I'm just
make decisions.
I didn't have any real friends out there and I was reckless.
Yeah.
And I am reckless. And it's just easier to not be reckless out here.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta
plan things.
You gotta plan
things
reckless.
Yeah.
So fuck
I agree.
That.
I think so too. Like when I lived in New Orleans, I was a hot fucking mess.
A hot fucking mess.
You can drink. You can buy a daiquiri at the movie theater. We have drive-through bars.
Drive-through hurricanes.
You know.
Woo!
It's an incredibly poorly thought out system.
Incredibly poorly? Oh, is it amazing?
Oh, yeah, like, poor like a fox?
Poor like...
This is a bad idea.
It was conducive to so many bad decisions.
Questionable decisions,
like,
and that's the name of the podcast.
Oh, my God. There have been times when I'm driving and, like, having a beer and thinking, I should so not be doing this.
This is dumb.
Be like, 4 in the morning, I'm leaving the club, I got my road beer, and I just be like...
Got my road beer.
I'm like, this is a terrible decision.
When you get to road beer...
If you're even considering a road beer...
Stop.
Stop and go to sleep.
Yeah, that should be a rule. I know that now.
Right.
I know that now.
This is more a lesson to the younger listeners.
Yes.
If you're ever at a point in your life where you're like the driver and considering, a road beer sounds like a great idea, just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Speaking of younger listeners, stop humping me. Speaking of younger listeners, something weird happened to me last night.
I want to know what.
This is actually a pretty good story.
So, he comes to my house and we're hanging on the back, like my balcony, and there's some guys on the other side, like 30 yards from me.
Just across the
And they're like drinking,
alley.
We're drinking, whatever, we never really talked to them. And then Zach goes to sleep at the end of the night, they're like, you want a shot? Y'all come over and have a shot. Right? They were my neighbor.
But you know this neighbor.
They just moved in recently.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm really being out there and they're out there. So
and he's
like,
been complaining to me about them for like a month and a half, 2 months. Since they moved in.
Okay. So that's what the relationship, that's how soon
it's
established.
So I was like, let me check these motherfuckers out.
Yes.
So I get over there. And they're like, yeah, we got this moonshine.
Is that how it started, or is it? Okay, go on.
We got this moonshine, it got cherries in it. It's not like moonshine that they made in a tub.
Oh, it's like the kind you get at Whole Foods.
And then this nigga said,
like a mason jar, cherry
moonshine.
100 proof. So I was like, all right, I can fuck with this. So I'm drinking, and then he's like, yeah, I fit 12 cherries in my mouth. That's not, I'm like, what? Like, at first I thought it was a gay thing, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So then...
Wait, listen.
Okay. So then, he was like, yeah, man, it was a small kickback. We had, like, 6 people here. We bought $70 worth of liquor. And then I'm like, that's a really fucking weird thing to say, too.
Yeah.
So now, but now I'm like, okay, this is getting strange. And then he's like, I don't know, we start talking, he was like, oh, you could have bought our liquor for us. And I was like, whoa.
Wait, what?
I was like, whoa. I'm trying to fuck me, dude. How old are you?
How old?
17 or 18. I was like,
no way. No. Goodbye.
Thank God.
Goodbye.
Gotta
farewell.
Go.
Fare thee well. No.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Right. They did not look like.
They look like.
No, they look like big motherfuckers.
These kids, I don't know what the fuck we're feeding them.
They were huge.
Thank God for genetically modified foods.
Yay.
Thank you, Lord.
Jim Ho.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God.
Huge. Kids are like big motherfuckers.
I was not expecting that particular.
No, yeah.
I was like,
you thought it was gonna
oh
get
my
it didn't
weird.
Get really weird. It was just there, like kind of a silly, yeah.
Yeah.
So but it's,
I
but like.
I took like 3 shots and then I was like, I gotta be. Thanks for the liquor.
Thank you. Oh, and then that's like, oh, okay, so that's like a different perspective because it's like so exciting to them. Like, we spent 70 whole dollars on the liquor.
I was like, you bought 2 bottles?
2 bottles of a 12-pack?
Yeah, I was like, what did you even? Oh my God.
It was fucking hilarious.
Okay. Right. Moonshine is disgusting.
Moonshine is terrible.
Moonshine is horrible.
I don't feel good.
Years ago.
Not part of that.
I don't feel good.
Years ago, I was at a party where they actually had, like, real moonshine.
Oh. Did they make it? Were you in the country?
No, they had a friend who was from the country who
okay.
brought it in.
White people love moonshine.
Well, look, this
really
girl
do.
Comes up to me with the beer because they also had like a stone
pale
ale can.
Oh, I was surprised by that because I was going to be like, white people who love moonshine, I think of them exclusively as drinking Coors Light.
Oh, yeah. No, they also love their Coors Light as well.
They do.
But
they
this girl who brought me the beer had like, it was half moonshine, half beer and didn't tell me, just brought me this room.
And you drank it, and then you cried?
You know, I sat there and really was just, like, fighting my inner demons for, like, 2 minutes, just shooting daggers out of my eyes at her. Just rooted to the spot, because any step was trouble.
That sounds so disgusting. It makes
when
me
you
so
just
mad.
Gotta think about it.
Right, just think about, I'm gonna do terrible things to you once I get my hands on you.
Oh, my God. Like, Lord Jesus, what did I do to you?
Am my eyes crossing?
It was not good.
I'm sad.
So that's my experience with moonshine. It's less than ideal.
Anyways,
no.
Fuck that.
I'm so
kids angry. Are stupid.
Don't drink moonshine either, kids. Yeah. Go blind.
Don't drink Everclear. Oh. I know it costs like $4 for like 3 liters.
And definitely don't mix it with orange soda.
If you need to drink Everclear, drink Everclear. I'm not saying that's what you should do.
Mix it with orange
but if
soda.
That's
it's
the
deli-
option.
It's delicious.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
If you drink Everclear, your vomit comes out black.
Interesting.
If you drink a lot of Everclear, your vomit comes out black.
Yes, but this is the one. Like, this, like, it is like squid ink. It is like dyed black.
Like,
that's wrong. That's wrong.
Everproof is like 150 proof.
It is, like, unbelievable. It is, it's like isopropyl alcohol. They could, I think, I'm sure they do somewhere, use Everclear to clean wounds.
Party on.
No, my ex-boyfriend and his friends once used Everclear to start a fire. Like, you, if it's, if you can.
Where the fuck was y'all at?
Oh, we was in New Orleans East. We were in New Orleans East with the wild dogs, with the, yeah, no, I used to live in the Vietnamese area out there, so, you know, I don't know. At church, sometimes they would, like, cook a goat.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, I mean, that was
I
my
like,
life.
I like goats.
They go, they would go, they would use a crossbow to go wild boar hunting once in a while.
That is very Vietnamese.
It's so Vietnamese. I've learned so many things from that relationship.
Stop. Okay, and like, to round it out, let's, get heavy.
Speaking about it. You're about hunting with bows and crossbows.
Yeah. Speaking of hunting, period, and speaking of terrible decisions in your life.
Some fucking lion. I'm not even gonna. Lions shouldn't even have names. So I don't even know if we should say his name because his name is just lion.
No. Apparently, I didn't even realize this until Dorothy brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
The lion's name is Cecil. as in Cecil Rhodes, the greatest racist of all time.
The guy who started the fucking colony of Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, which is where this fucking lion was. They named the lion after their most ultimate racist. How are you going to have these headlines saying this is Zimbabwe's most beloved lion when the lion is named goddamn Cecil, Cecil, whatever. Cecil? Nobody gives a shit.
Its name is Lion.
Fucking lion. It's a stupid thing. I mean, I don't know.
The one lion. The big one?
Zimbabweans.
See, there are two important lions in the world. Their names are Mufasa and Simba, voiced by Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And
we're forgetting about Tony, penultimate tiger. And also, Tigger is up.
Wait, pause. Tony? You realize that Tony is a tiger?
That's all the same!
Tony is a tiger. Tigers are not lions.
Tigers
be orange and they got stripes.
They all do the same thing.
What do they do?
They fucking creep around with cats. They all do the same thing.
I love cats. Cats are the best.
Like, I'm not. Listen, there's a cat category, a category, and that's it. We're not subdividing the cat category. There are a bunch of cool cats. Garfield was a cool cat.
He's probably a tiger.
Cecil was just an okay lion.
Somebody the other day told me that I shouldn't. They were like, you know, Facebook only shows you things you want to see. So maybe you're just seeing these articles about this lion versus and how much people care about it more than black people because you like cats so much.
No, I don't think that's why I'm getting these. That's not how Facebook works.
No. Girl, you work at Facebook. You should know better than that. That is not.
Does Facebook just feed me what I want to see?
No.
Some people think that it does.
The ads are targeted.
The ads are. Like, if you Google sunglasses, then you're going to get like 55 sunglass ads.
I don't know.
If Facebook is only showing me what I want to see, why did I just see that picture of a hand, of the palm of a hand made up entirely of veins?
There we go.
Why did I see the inside of a hand? I did not want to see that.
Facebook usually shows me shit and I'm like, that's dumb. Why would you post that, huh? What do you think? Why would you do that? I don't understand how they're floating.
Those are the people I've been deleting. I've been deleting. I just get passive aggressive.
I do every now and then. I do purges.
You know, that's smart. I don't have that kind of commitment. Back to my live journal days. Not even. It'd be so hard for me to go through and unfriend people. I'd be like, oh, so much trouble. I'll just make a new live journal.
I just like to hide in the shadows and pop out every once in a while.
Are you real? Oh my god.
Yeah. That fucking lion, fuck that lion. I guess that's what I was trying to say. And let's just go into some other people getting shot in the street. Fucking
five women have been found dead in jail cells. Five black women in the past 2 weeks have been found dead in jail cells. What the fuck does that say?
You guys, 2 weeks ago, we were just saying, rest in peace.
To Sandra Bland.
2 weeks ago on the show.
Literally, yeah.
Two weeks ago. And it's been like three. What's his name was a year ago now? Mike Brown was a year ago now.
Eric Garner and John Crawford are coming right out of jail.
And then.
To here?
Tamir Rice, 12-year-old little boy from Cleveland, Ohio.
Who's the one? Crawford's the one who got shot in the
Walmart.
On the Walmart.
They shoot niggas in Walmart. They shoot niggas in parks.
In an open
They shoot niggas in cars. They shoot niggas on school campuses. They shoot niggas in their house. They shoot niggas in jail cells.
Get out of Ohio.
Damn.
Speaking of Ohio, John Lion Kasich. Possibility.
John Kasich.
He's the Ohio governor.
I know that name. Oh, he said something...
He's a racist.
Yeah. Niggas in Detroit even
Ohio. Right, no. You on moral principle alone, it's on this one fact, you're not allowed to vote for John Kasich, he threw out a Roots CD. On that one fact alone, you are not allowed to vote for John Kasich.
Like in the trash?
Yeah, and he was proud of that shit.
Some niggas don't like the Roots.
Fuck you.
Everybody loves the Roots.
Everybody loves the Roots.
They're on fucking Jimmy Fallon. They play those classroom instruments with like Mariah Carey.
I
everybody loves them. They're adorable.
I will say I thought hip hop died when the Roots did sign on Jimmy Fallon. Though I was like, God damn it,
No, white people love the Roots. Black people love the Roots. Everyone loves the Roots. Children love the Roots. He's not human.
The kids love the Roots.
Everybody loves the Roots. Everybody. Yeah. Old people be dead to the Roots. Like,
everyone loves the Roots.
They have mass appeal. How could you do that?
So that's
wait, speaking of Roots, my little sister was roasting the other day. She's like, I was watching Roots. You kind of look like Kunta Kinte. Bitch.
His sister's
hard,
dude.
Oh my god.
His sister fucking roasts him better than I can.
How old is she?
15.
Yes, that's why.
See you next
She's so concentrated with hatred.
Oh, yeah.
It is a beautiful age to be a young woman.
She's the worst.
Lovely.
She's absolutely the worst.
That's...
Like, ugh, you have friends, dog. Like, people... I don't know. Anyways. Yeah, well, rest in peace.
Sam DeBose.
2 weeks.
It's awful.
What you gonna do? Like, we've talked about it at length now. Just how fucked up it is. Like, I don't even have anything to say anymore.
Listen to, like, our first couple episodes. That's when...
Yeah, first we were like, we're gonna fucking do it. It's so fucking saddening. Like, it makes me sad. It makes me sad. What you gonna do, though?
I don't know. I got pulled over the other day. I did, actually.
Really?
I got pulled over for speeding. And I'm, like, freaking out. My boyfriend's in the car with me. And I was just like, go in there, like, get my registration. Because you need to have that waiting for you.
Yeah.
You need to have that waiting before they even come up to your window.
What
do I do? And I mean, like, and I'm, like, fortunate, you know, because, like, I'm not black. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what the consequence would be if that were the case. But even, like, just the air, you know, like, just the world that we live in, knowing, like, the kind of things that are happening here in Los Angeles, the death of Ezell Ford about approximately 1 year ago as well, you know, also rest in peace. Like,
it's just scary. Well. That was about a year ago as well.
And I mean, like, what does it say when we are sitting here trying to remember the names because there have been so many names that we're reading on the internet? The thing I was thinking about today was actually when I was listening to a different podcast while driving, was like how I wish I didn't know their names, because that would mean they were alive and with their families,
right,
and in their homes with their children or going to their jobs. Like, I was thinking to myself, I wish I did not know
their
name because there would be no reason.
I was like, Zach, should we just list off, because we were like, how do we do it? Like, what can we say that hasn't already been said? It's like, should we just list off the names? He was like, do you want to do all that work?
Right.
That's what he said to me. Do you want to do all that work? And I was like, it's...
We don't have all goddamn episodes.
Yeah.
Well, that's that.
Thanks
for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
No, of course.
Much,
Dusty.
Oh. Glad that y'all were up here or around here.
We'll be back. We'll do this is many more to come.
Oh my God,
I feel like you guys deserve this too, to update on my pubes. Just don't do it. Don't shave them. Maybe a trim, I would suggest, maybe.
Have you heard of this fucking razor called Bevel?
Tell me more.
I have, actually.
Have you heard about it?
Because my homie Rob promotes for them on Facebook.
What is it? What is it?
Bevel is a, like, shaving system that was invented specifically for, like, coarse curly hair. Like, for black people, for black beards, for, like, black women's, like, leg hair things and like
black
that.
Black pubes.
I'm sure of it. I didn't want to say that. But
we know what you
mean. But you know,
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
But they're saying that it's designed for like sensitive skin curly hair. And I was like, how is that new? Why did that not already exist in all these years of capitalism that we have lived in? I was just like, I can't believe this is the only one. But yeah, you should look into that.
How much do you think you'll get to like start a black hair, black hair razor line?
Oh, dude, black hair is a
couple thousand dollars. Oh,
maybe.
Black people love their hair. They love that.
I mean, I feel like there's like engineering involved. There's like some sort of science component or math component. We gotta find a nerd and hire them.
Here's a nerd with
skills.
We can figure it out.
We figured out a website.
I mean, at the very least, to be a competitor, because this is the only company I've ever heard of that does it. Yeah, it's called Bevel. Yeah.
Smooth and round. It's a great name.
We did it. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Give Dorothy some love. Visit us online, Facebook, Questionable Decisions, questionabledecisions.com.
QD underscore online, Twitter. I promise I'll start tweeting.
Maybe he'll start tweeting.
Maybe.
I think about tweeting sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I hate
but
it.
But you...
I do tweet. That's the problem.
I interacted with more people, we should interact with each other. My Twitter that I use publicly is Doro Nugget.
There you go.
DoroNugget. And if you all start tweeting, I will use it more because mostly I use Facebook a lot.
Like 70 times a day, and I'm like, why don't you just tweet for us? I do everything else, Zet. Cunt.
Oh my god.
Sorry, it's just like flash.
I had so many feelings.
Trying to be more passive aggressive.
Okay, whatever. You'll just be listening to some more Drake. That's what you need to be doing.
Yeah. We love you guys. Bye.